irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. If this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. And our guests will provide you with advice on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in the entertainment industry. Now, our guests include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, actors, singers, comedians, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, novelists, and the list goes on and on and on. If they are working professionally in show business, we are going to have them on this show to give you entertainment career advice. And we make sure that our guests are at different stages of their careers, from professional to beginner once in a while. And that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. Now, you can either listen or download any of our past guests by going directly to our archive page, and that's on the latalkradio.com website, latalkradio.com. We've been on the air since 2008. We've had a ton of really exciting guests with great career advice. It doesn't matter if you want to be a script supervisor, a producer, a director, whatever you want to do, there are people that are providing excellent career advice. So just go to the archive page, latalkradio.com, and go to my show, Question Reality, and there you go. We're on channel one, by the way, not channel two, channel one. And you will be able to get all the advice that you need to start your career. Or you could be in the middle, great tips and advice, and with the professional people, you can learn tips too. Now, if you want to find out about our future guest, as you know, our show, thank goodness gracious, we are so successful. We're always booked 6 months to a year in advance. So if you want to be on the show, we're currently booking now for the new year. So we're booked up until March, but, you know, it's better late than never. Get in on it, get booked. And then if something comes up, we can always reschedule you. But go to the official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com, if you're working professionally in the entertainment industry, or you know someone that would love to provide sage advice to our guests. Now, I also encourage you to download our new app. It is for Android and iPhone, and you'll be able to listen to all the other exciting shows that we have here on LA Talk Radio. We have a ton of people talking about interesting topics. We have celebrities doing shows. We have shows on everything. Just go to latalkradio.com and scroll on channel one and channel two. Excuse me, I got a little phlegm going on, a little phlegm. I talk too much. It builds up. My God, I'm going to choke myself to death in a minute. Go and check out the shows. I'm sure there's something on there that you would love to see. Now, we have a very, 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 very exciting guest on the show today. Her name is Kimberly Zulkowski. She is a producer, a director, and a screenwriter of the hit feature film Grandma's House, with an all-star cast that includes Loretta Devine. You know Loretta Devine from films like Crash and The Carmichael Show. And also in the movie is Wendy Raquel Robinson. Films like The Game, Miss Congeniality, The Steve Harvey Show. And this particular movie that we're going to talk about is based on the true story of Kimberly Zulkowski's grandmother, Margie Ray Harris, or Ree Harris, I apologize. Grandma's House, it's a compelling movie. It gives insight into how Kimberly's life changed when she moved into her grandmother's home and their generations became one under the same roof. And it's really a fantastic movie. It's chock full of passion and faith and family. And the film just demonstrates what the trials and tribulations are that are faced by anyone in that situation. But specifically, this movie is about the ones that she faced living with a grandparent who stood as an inner city matriarch and a pillar in the community, a pillar of strength. And this lady selflessly served her family, her surrounding community. I mean, this woman was just amazing from what I hear. So we are going to talk to Kimberly Zukowski in just a moment. And I built it up and you're like, wow, I want to hear her now. I want to hear all about it now. But we're going to add a little suspense because I have to tell you something else that's very exciting before we talk to Kimberly. I was wondering, my audience, who I love, I never ask you for anything except to tune in and listen, right? Well, I have a request. My very good friend, Linda Palmer, who is producer, director, screenwriter, won several awards. She just released her movie, Halloween Party. It was just released on iTunes after a very successful run. And it's been a long process to accomplish this, as anyone who's done it knows what a tedious thing it is to get it on to iTunes. Well, her distributors have let her know that it's very important for their placement on iTunes to have 100 downloads and reviews by tomorrow, Monday, September 19th. And this is in order for the movie to be pushed to the top of the iTunes list, where much larger audience will see it prior to Halloween. So that's the goal. That is where you can come in to help. We need you people. We need you, my friends, my peeps. We need 100 people to either rent or buy the film and write a review. Very important. And to rent it, I think it's like, I don't know, $1.99. And it's a fabulous film. It's funny as anything. Hysterical. Very funny. So you can either rent it or buy it. And then very important to write a review and rate it by giving it, you know, so many stars. So please, please, please take a moment to go to iTunes right now. Well, actually not right now, because we got to hear Kimberly. We want to talk to Kimberly. After this show, please go to iTunes and either rent it and then watch it and then rate it by giving it a little star and doing a review. And it is iTunes under Halloween-Party. 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 And again, Linda Palmer is the director. And if you want to check out the movie, it's the website, the official website is HalloweenPartyMovie.com. So there you go. All right, here we are. Without further ado, she's here. She's ready. She's going to titillate us with her stories of her latest movie, Grandma's House. Welcome, Kimberly Zukowski.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm very, very excited, and I appreciate your opportunity.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding? We had a little problem there with the time zone thing. And you know that happens all the time, because most of my guests are booked via their PR agents. And I've had a lovely experience with your PR agent named Kelly, Kelly K Public Relations. Oh, she's so professional. I mean, she contacted me to book you on the show, and then boy, she returns emails right away. She gave me all the information I needed. And let me tell you, Kimberly, that is hard, because I'm telling you, some of these PR people do not do that. You got to harass them like 20 times. Kelly is on it. She is on it. And I, unfortunately, you know, it happens with the 3-hour difference. But the bottom line is that we got you on the phone, and we're so lucky to have you today. Now, Kimberly, darling. So first of all, I want to tell you that we may have a mutual friend. My very good friend, Ernest Thomas, do you remember that show back in the 70s called What's Happening? Yes. Remember with Raj and Rerun? And okay, so my very good friend, like one of my best friends in the world, is Ernest Thomas, the guy who played Raj, right? Okay. He is very good friends with Loretta Devine. They've been in several projects together. I've seen him at the Wiltern here on Wilshire Boulevard. He loves Loretta. When I told him that you were coming on the show, et cetera, he was like, oh, my gosh, I love Loretta Devine. So, you know, it's such a small world in entertainment, Kimberly, right? I mean, you always run into somebody who knows somebody that is a friend, right? Am I right?
All the time.
Oh, it's just amazing. It's absolutely
that name and number and get that contact, and I become their friend too.
Yeah. Now, you've had such success with your recent film, Grandma's House. Again, all-star cast, Loretta Devine, Wendy Raquel Robinson. Oh my gosh, so many stars on the show who I've been watching for years. I just love them, and you put them together. So my question, one of my first questions here is, how was it for you working with such talented celebrity actors like Loretta Devine and Wendy Raquel Robinson?
It was an amazing experience. I went into it, you know, I was a little bit afraid of how their attitudes would be, you know, what would they be like, because we're talking A-list stars who have been around for years, who have been in hit movies, who have been nominated for Oscars. Loretta has won a couple Oscars, actually. And you never know what you're getting into, because, you know, especially with Loretta and Wendy, because I just knew they were the characters that they played in the movies and in the television shows that I had watched. When all actuality, they are human. And that is the one thing that just kind of hit me in all of this, is that all of these actors and actresses, though they are amazing talents, they're still human. They love to laugh. They love to joke. They love to talk to you, and they love to be talked to as well. So it's great knowing that. So you don't have to be so, you know, you don't, your stress isn't, your set isn't stressed out, and you're not stressed out, and you're not wondering, okay, am I crossing the line if I say good morning?
Yeah.
Did I not say good morning?
Oh my gosh, Kimberly. I mean, I don't, it would be intimidating. Anybody would be intimidated working with, you know, these stars. So my question is, are you ready? How in the heck did you get Loretta Devine, who's, as you said, won a couple Oscars? How did you tag and land these top quality A-list actors on your project? I mean, there are people who have been celebrities who can't get Loretta Devine and Wendy Raquel Robinson, and the people that you got on your show, they can't even book them on their movie. How did you do it?
I went after them.
Everybody goes after them. What is your secret, Kimberly? What?
I went after them, and I would not let up. You gotta persevere. You can't let up. When you really want someone, you let them know you want them. And this movie was to honor my grandmother, but the role was written for Loretta. This role, I wrote this screenplay with her in mind, playing my grandmother. I couldn't see anyone else playing her, and I let her know that. You know, I let her know that. The same thing with Wendy. Wendy had to pull off a couple of different characters. She wasn't just my mom. She was also several different family members. And I knew if anyone could pull a role off that, it would be Wendy Raquel Robinson. So I let them know on a personal level that these characters in this screenplay were written for you. No one else can play them. So name your price.
Wow. So that's what, how did you do it though? Because you know how, I don't know if you experienced that, but I know I have friends that when you have to go through the agents or the managers, I mean, it is almost it is so hard to get your project through, because if the talent manager and talent agent read it and don't like it, it's not going to reach the star. Sometimes, how did you guarantee that Loretta and Wendy got the project in their hands so they could read the script? Because I'm sure they have, you know, A-list talent agents and managers. How did you do that?
Yes. We just continue to bug those managers. And we also let them know that, you know, we are ready. We are not waiting on financing for this project. We have it. So show it to them today. They accept today. A check goes in their account today. And that's huge. You know, that's huge when you're working on any project, is to let them know that we are already funded. We're ready to go. This is a project that's ready to go.
Wow. And then now, a lot of times, Kimberly, as you know, in order to get funded, you have to do it in reverse, you have to say, okay, well, I need some money and this person is already attached to the film. So people give you money based on who you got attached, but you got the funding before telling Loretta, I'm telling people that Loretta was attached. How did you get the funding for that? And you just said, oh, well, I'm going to try to get Loretta Devine. How did you get the funding for that, you know, to be able to fund such a great movie, big movie?
I was my own executive producer.
Ah.
So.
Oh, okay. You cashed in the credit. You maxed out the credit cards and sold your shoes, right?
All but one pair.
Right. Oh, my yes. God. So, oh, well, see, that changes everything. Oh, see, you're very lucky. I have a production company, and I have to get on Kickstarter and Indiegogo to fund my projects. I'm not fortunate like you. So that made it a lot easier for you to be executive producer and fund your own project. So, you know, I got the money. I don't have to fool around these people like investors right. saying, well, you know, I don't really know if I want to invest anymore. Can I have my money back? That always happens too. Wow. Okay. So obviously when you sent the letter and you got the managers and talented interested, as their ears would perk up as soon as they heard that it's funded, then the second big thing would be for you to get the script to them, because a lot of times, you know, people like Loretta and Wendy, it doesn't matter how much money, they're not in it for the money. They got enough money. They are only interested right. in doing quality projects. So the script had to have been a top quality project for them to even say, you know what? Okay, I'm going to lend my name to this work, because I know Loretta is very, very image concerned, as any A-list actor is. They don't want to be attached to just tacky ass scripts. You know what I mean? It's got to be quality. Yes. So what happened with that? What happened when she read the script? Did she call you back immediately, or did her people call you back? Tell me what happened.
Her people did call us back and told us that she was very interested. I did not physically like talk with Loretta or even meet her until the day of our roundtable reading.
Oh my God, that was nerve-wracking!
Yes, and it was the most humbling experience for me. It really was, because when she met me, because obviously nobody knows who I was in the room just yet. So when I was introduced, she said, I want to thank you for letting me play your grandmother. I am honored. When she said that, I mean, it was just like, you know how the heavens open up and you go,
yeah,
you
know,
it was, it was like, what? Like Loretta Devine is thanking me? No, she thanked you. So it was, I got that exact response from her. I got the same response from Wendy. They actually thanked me for being, yes. So you know, nothing is impossible. I would tell your listeners who are thinking about putting themselves out there, getting in the industry, you know, they have a screenplay, they're not quite sure about it. What is the worst that can happen? You don't have it out yet now anyway. So if you get a no, you're no better off. But if you get that yes, your life will change forever. And just you have to go out there. You cannot be afraid to put yourself out there. You can't be afraid to go for what you want. Even if some doors close in your face, some doors are going to open. And you don't walk through them, you run through them. And you have a seat at the table.
Wow. Now, what was the most exciting thing for you about being the executive producer, the director, and the screenwriter? Those are a lot of hats to carry, Kimberly, especially on a huge project like this, because I'm just going to assume, I may be wrong, but I'm going to assume this was your first really big project. And I mean, normally people just put their toe in the water and just be a screenwriter or a director or a producer. Oh no, Kimberly Zolkowski is like, woo, I'm going to take them all on.
Well, actually, no, I did have a director. I did not direct it. I did have a director. I produced it and wrote it. I'm getting ready to do my directing debut on a movie that we're starting to film on the 24th. So Yes, that's coming. So I didn't jump all the way in.
Okay.
Because I wanted to enjoy the experience, and I know that I needed to learn.
Yeah.
So I did sit back and let someone else direct it, but now there's no turning back.
You've already learned what you, I mean, if you're going to watch an A-list actor, you're going to get a ton of experience. I mean, they teach you all you need to know. I mean, pretty much with actresses like Loretta and Raquel, you just sit back and watch, let them do their thing, and you don't really direct them. They just direct themselves pretty much.
Yes. They came ready, lines, they knew their lines. And when I knew it was going to be a powerful movie was at the table read. They were already in character at the table read. It was a table read. We were just reading the script. They were reading it like they were in character.
Wow.
And that blew me away. It was phenomenal.
Oh, because that's totally different than, I don't know if you've done theater. I have a background in theater. When you go to the first table read, you're just reading it like you're reading, you know, text from a book, pretty much. That's
right.
How it is.
Mm-hmm.
But that is amazing. That's fantastic. Woo, I would have been excited to actually be able to hear my characters being done in character right at the first table read. It gives you so many ideas. It opens you up to exploring more about the characters that A-list actresses give so many more levels than you even thought were possible when you wrote it.
Yes. Really.
So many things.
They really, really do.
They do. And it also gives you ideas to explore in your mind about future characters that you want to write. So a lot of things happen, as you well know. Now, Kimberly, what snowballed for you career-wise after this movie?
Well, after this movie, I actually did do a screenplay called The Love Shack, and I did a short called The Last Day that we're getting ready to put in Sundance. But on the 24th, I am doing a movie called 53206 Milwaukee, and that one, I am doing my directing debut. This is a very impactful movie. And what I did with this film is I took, it's a film about Milwaukee, the inner city of Milwaukee, which is the number one poverty city in the United States, number one male incarceration, number one high school dropout rate. We have had over 105 murders in Milwaukee's a small city, but you're 10 times more likely to be shot in Milwaukee and killed than in Chicago because of our population. So we're a very small city with an extremely high crime rate. And all everyone talks about in Milwaukee is the crime. Who got shot last night? Who, you know, who's in jail and the poverty. So I decided to do a movie using all Milwaukee talent from the zip code, from the worst zip code in the city, to pull this zip code up and to give it some pride and honor. So all of my cast are people who have been through so much in life. However, they have this hidden talent that they didn't even know they had before we casted them for this movie. So this movie, I'm excited about this movie, and I know it's going to change my city. I really do.
Kimberly, I'm actually listening to this and I'm shocked. Now, I did see this on your Facebook page about the cast. You've been promoting it, so I saw a little bit about it, but for some reason, I was not making the connection with Milwaukee, Wisconsin, because when you hear about the crime rate, you do think, you know, of other places other than Milwaukee, Wisconsin. When I think Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I think, you know, Laverne and Shirley and beer breweries and cheese and corn. You know, I'm thinking about damn food products. That might be because, you know, I like to rock the food, but it also is not a place I would think about that has a crime rate. So you are bringing a topic of awareness that a lot of people in the world are not going to know about. I would never have known anything had you not just said that this is going on in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I thought it was all, you know, people sitting on their porch, you know, with a straw in their mouth eating a block of cheese. I wouldn't know that. This is a this is an incredible thing that you're doing. And for you to be able to take people, actors from Milwaukee and use just a cast from Milwaukee, that is such a great thing that you're doing. I mean, you are really changing people's lives.
Thank you. And I feel that, and I feel we're going to change our whole community.
Yeah.
Nothing like this has ever been done.
Yeah.
And we are touching on a topic that is so sensitive, which is the fact that there's so much crime and our youth are afraid. And not only are they afraid, none of them see themselves living past the age of 30 or even 25.
Oh.
They do not. So rather, and this is, I'm giving a little, this is spoiler alert, a little bit.
Woo! But I, no, it's an inside scoop. I'm getting an inside scoop, Kimberly. Give it to me, girl.
You're the first one. So rather than our student, there's a classroom scene, and rather in the teacher who's so enthusiastic, and you know, her name is Miss Collins. She's a suburban teacher who comes to the inner city, and she wants to teach these kids, and she's very excited. She loves her students. And she gives them she's giving them a writing exercise. And she says, you know, I want you to envision your life. You know, where are you in 30 years? Where you've graduated high school, you've graduated college, you've gone in your profession. Some of you got married. Some of you had children. Some of you are more focused on your career. But what are you doing? What do your homes look like? Did you move to a different state? You know, what's going on in your life? And she tells them, keep your eyes closed, envision all of these things, and really be ready to tell me what's going on in your life. So she says these things, and then finally, you know, after giving her speech, she tells the kids to open their eyes, and they opened the whole class opens their eyes, and she goes, "How was that?" And she's so excited to hear, you know, how was that? What did it look like? What does your future look like? And one of the students, JR, he raises his hand and he says, "Miss Collins, why do you have us imagining things that'll never be?" And she goes, "What do you mean they are? You can be and do anything you want to be." He's like, "Miss Collins, look around. Do you see anybody missing?" And he starts listing off all of the murder victims that have occurred during the school year. And then another student starts picking up, listing off names. And then another student starts listing up names. So now the whole class is in an uproar, listing off the names of all of their friends who have been shot and killed in the summer, which is about over 60 names. And she goes, "Wait a minute, wait. And she goes, "Okay." So, and she tries to regain the attention and the hope of the class. So she's like, okay, wait a minute. So, how many of you don't think you're going to live to see the age of 30? The whole class raises their hand. 25,
oh.
Whole class raises their hand. 20, entire class raises their hand. Then
oh.
One student says, "Well, you don't have to worry about me, Ms. Collins, because I see myself in jail. And when they start shooting at me, I'm shooting back. I'd rather my mom visit me in the prison versus a graveyard." And
oh.
So, wait a minute. And then the other student says, "When I get shot, I want to be in a blue casket and in a black and blue suit. My mom going to put me in a black and blue suit because she know blue is my favorite color." Then another student says, "Well, I want white. I want white everything. I want a white dress. I want white flowers. I want white everything because I'm not selling out anything, but white's my favorite color." And then another student starts saying, "Well, I want red." And so they start listing off the way they want their funeral to be.
Like they're getting married. Like they're talking about getting married. They're talking about their wedding dress or something.
Uh-huh.
They're more excited and planning more for their funeral than they are their wedding.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, who is the teacher, the central character? Is it about, I know you can't tell us too much, but does the story focus around the central character, maybe possibly, not saying it is, but the teacher and how she helps the students? I mean, is a story that ends well, or is it a story that doesn't end well? Oh, we can't tell that. Okay, what do you want to tell us about the story?
I will tell you. It is a story. It is a story. No matter what where your background is, no matter what your ethnicity, your race, your background, no matter what it is, this is a story that will change your life forever.
Wow.
That's what I will tell you.
And if anything, it will definitely bring to light what the hell is going on in in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, because I tell you, as of today, did not know anything. You have already shed light to a problem worldwide. We have worldwide listeners, so hopefully there will be people that actually get on Google and type this in and find out more and look for local charities and community projects that they can donate or help. I had no idea. I always thought Milwaukee was maybe possibly booming with jobs and factories and stuff, but what do you think So what happened that there was a loss of income, or what happened
Their factories are gone. There are no jobs. The poverty rate has soared. We're the fastest growing poverty city in the nation. These are our actual facts.
So over Detroit, prior to this is what I thought.
Yes. So most of the households are women. Pretty much all the men are incarcerated, and the women are the head of the household, and they're struggling to provide because there is no second income, and there are no real great paying jobs. The school system is failing, and there's so much, and crime is soaring.
Crime is
just soaring.
So let's announce the title. And can you tell us, I assume you're in pre-production now. When do you expect the movie to be released, and where can we look for it? I assume, Film Festival. Tell us a little bit about the future of the project.
Okay. Well, we start filming on September 24th, and we are hoping six months from that day that we'll have a fully finished film, and we will enter it into the film festival circuit first before doing a release in theaters.
Okay. And I assume you had to sell all your Louboutins and Jimmy Choo's, or did you? So this is already funded as well. You're ready to shoot.
Yes, fantastic.
All right, and please, as far as that project goes, please keep us abreast of that, because I would love to do a little advertisement and promote it when it comes out. I'd love you to keep in touch so that I can help promote it on all my social media sites. And if you're showing it anywhere, please let me know, because I will promote the hell out of it, because I am now invested. I am invested in this, in getting the word out about Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So now, before we finished up, we have about 5 minutes. Here's what I want to talk about, because I was so moved. I saw the trailer for Grandma's House, your past project, and I would love for you to tell us a little bit about, briefly, I understand that it's based on the true story of your grandmother, Margie. Yes. Is it Ree Harris or Ray?
Yes.
Ree Harris. Okay. And the story is about how your life changed when you moved into your grandmother's house. And apparently there was a bunch of generations under the same roof. When I was watching it, I was like, are you sure Tyler Perry didn't do this movie? It was so fantastic. It has the same, style. And I loved it, because I'm obsessed with Tyler Perry. I love me some Madea. So tell us about your grandmother. Like, how did your grandmother, I assume Milwaukee, Wisconsin is where you're talking about that you guys are from.
Yes.
So tell us how she became an inner city matriarch and the pillar of strength that she became, and how she inspired this film, Grandma's House, with Loretta Devine.
Well, my grandmother was very poor. She was very poor, but she was the type of woman who could take a chicken and make five meals out of it. And take them to all the different neighbors who were poorer than us, believe it or not. She would volunteer at churches, feeding the hungry. We were always at the hospital visiting the sick, not people that we knew, because we were visiting people because no one else was visiting them. So my grandmother had a heart of a servant, and she loved to serve other people, and she always put everyone else's needs above her own. And I always tagged along with her everywhere she went. I went with her out of curiosity of why and how. And she had just the biggest, most amazing heart. And since my grandmother died in 2009, I have not met a pure soul. I have not met a bigger and selfless heart. And I don't think I ever will. I try to emulate her. I try to walk in her shoes, but there are some gigantic shoes to fill, because I don't know how she did it.
Right.
But I know that she was extremely loved by her community, and she was honored by so many dignitaries, because of her selfless acts and her random acts of kindness. And she would bring in our gang members into our home to try to rehabilitate them, drug wow. addicts into our home to try to rehabilitate them. Wow. There was no one who couldn't run to my grandmother, and her home was a safe haven for so many people. There was always someone living with us because she was always taking someone in. And she out of love, she was love in action. You know, she showed wow. how to love. She showed you if you didn't know how to love yourself or you didn't think you were worthy of love, she was going to hold on to you and hug you and love you until you did love yourself.
Oh, my God. She was a saint. She was a saint on earth. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Now, I know that I can tell by the way you're describing your grandmother, there is no way that you were able to fit all of what this woman did in her life into that film. So as we end, tell us something that you could not, something that you could maybe tell us about her that you couldn't fit in the film.
She loved to write songs and she would sing them. Over and over to people, different people, depending on their circumstances. If they were in a domestic violence relationship, my grandmother would write a song. She would say, "This song is for you. And when you're having a hard time, I want you to sing this song and hum this song because I wrote it especially for you." So she would do that to so many different people all over our city. She would just dedicate songs to them. And we didn't get to do a lot of that in a movie, but that is one thing that she was known for, was writing a song for someone, giving it to them, and tailoring it to their life.
Isn't that? See that? This was an amazing woman. I wish that you would do a part two. Grandma's House, part two. Steve Perry can do it, I call him Journey, Steve Perry from Germany, Tyler Perry. If Tyler Perry can do it, you can do a Grandma's House too in a couple of years. I Kimberly, I'm gonna put you to the test. We gotta see more about Grandma. We want to keep her incorporated into our lives. So where can we, for people who did not get to see the movie in the theater, where can we see it now, Kimberly? Where can people see Grandma's House?
Well, right now we're working on a distribution deal. So pretty soon it'll be out on a network. I'm not sure which one yet, because the distributor is working that out. So I don't know where you can see it yet because we haven't found its first home yet. We're still.
Oh, see, you know how I did an advertisement earlier for my friend Linda Palmer's film, the Halloween movie, on iTunes. I might be doing one for you on iTunes. You never know.
Yep.
I'll be doing an advertisement.
And when I get off with you, I am going to go watch Halloween Party.
Yay! And make sure you give it like a little star and rate it. I honestly don't know how it works, but I guess they only get credit if you rent it and then you have to watch it, or at least when you rent it, you have to watch it and then save it and then you can watch it later and you can review it. I don't know, but you know what? It'll be a good experience for you for when you put Grandma's House on iTunes.
Yes.
You'll see how it works.
Good support. So
that's right. Kimberly, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. You were so much fun. You gave us so many helpful tips to the people who are beginning filmmakers. I love all of your advice to them to just keep going, because I tell you, a lot of new filmmakers would be intimidated to do what you did. But look what happened. You ended up getting Loretta Devine, A-list actress, Wendy Robinson. So if you can do it, somebody else can do it too. Right?
Absolutely.
So, follow Kimberly Zolkowski's path in life. If she can do it, you can do it. I have a feeling
That's
you're
right.
going to end up being just like your grandmother, and people are going to be doing a movie about you, girl, when you have passed through the pearly gates. I'm expecting to see a movie about you. Well, hopefully that doesn't happen too soon. I have a feeling a movie about you is coming. Okay, so last words of advice, say goodbye to your fans. Anything you want to say?
No, just support the movie Halloween Party, as I'm going to when I get off the phone with you. And
Sweet.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. Love all of you guys out there in Radio Land. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this interview. Watch me on Facebook, Facebook, and I have a Twitter, Instagram. You can follow me, and have a great future.
I actually think I did friend you. I think I'm waiting for the thing back, but yeah, you're on Facebook. Are you under Kimberly Zolkowski or are you under another name? What is your Twitter
name? I'm under Kimberly T. Zolkowski.
Kimberly what?
Kimberly T. Zolkowski.
T. Zolkowski. Z-U-L-K-O-W-S-K-I. There you go. The Kimberly. Now, Kimberly, you promise you're going to come back next year and we're gonna talk about the new movie, right? You promise?
Oh, absolutely. I promise.
You can contact me.
Talking about my Oscar nomination by then.
I think it's going to happen, girl. It's going to happen. All right, everybody. That's Kimberly Zolkowski. Follow her on Facebook, Twitter. Rent Grandma's House whenever you can see it. And we will see you next week on Question Reality. Say goodbye, Kimberly.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.